Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Another gorgeous day out the window.
It's gorgeous.
Oh my God, it's beautiful out there. Look at that.
All blue skies.
Just.
I don't see a cloud in the sky.
It's the best week ever. Best week ever.
All right, kitchen picks are up.
Oh, great.
I mean, it's unfinished. The floor is still covered. Yeah. The sink's not in. Like but you'll see the countertop and the backsplash.
And the backsplash and the new hardware on the cabinets.
And it's a completely different look than it used to be.
Vin Hassan on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at Vin Hassan.
So there you go.
Perfect.
I'm so stoked.
Yeah, I mean, it's so nice to get. I mean, you said it was dark in there, and you didn't.
Well, it looked like a cave, and you know, I can ignore that because I'm just like that. But you know, that's because I grew up with a million roommates, and you just live with however you got to live.
It's like a freaking showroom.
Yeah. I know, it's beautiful.
A model room.
That's a world class kitchen right there.
Well, we're really, really stoked.
Well,
thank you, All Natural Stone.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Floorcraft Carpet One in San Francisco. Shop there for instant savings. The experts at Floorcraft Carpet One will help you save on your home improvement needs for your floors, kitchen, plumbing, appliances, and now windows with Hunter Douglas, floorcrafthome.com. Actually, before we get there, I see that the phones are all lit up, and that reminds me. I want it Wednesday. If you love the Backstreet Boys, today is your day. Hump day, Backstreet's back. All right. The Backstreet Boys are coming to the Concord Pavilion on Friday, August 14th, and Shoreline Amphitheater on Saturday, August 15th. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to one of those shows. The tickets go on sale Friday at noon at Ticketmaster.com. Brandon's got the phones. Your next chance to win, 1 hour from now. All right, look, we're doing Backstreet Boys tickets all day. The people who love the Backstreet Boys are like, I'm going to listen to Alice all day just because they're going to be talking about the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yeah.
I may or may not win those tickets. I'll try. All I know is I'm going to hear Bryn singing Backstreet Boys. It's going to be amazing. So this is until 6 p.m. every hour on the hour. I want it Wednesday.
Amazing is what I was thinking too, Sarah.
Yeah.
Well put.
It's amazing.
Perfect.
I love seeing people just like lose themselves in a song. There's nothing like that. Like music is so intensely in us, you know? It's
Yeah. Takes over.
Yeah. It's nice when you can let it pour out.
I love it.
Like that. When you close your eyes. You see him closing his eyes and just putting his hand on his chest.
And I imagine the concert's going to be like the whole crowd's going to be singing all the songs. You know,
they should shut up so I can hear. You know, I want to hear the Backstreet Boys.
That's true. Mm. They are amazing.
Okay. I grabbed a few music stories here. There's a couple good things. Like Post Malone, the guy with the always tired on his face. He is the second musician to see 5 songs reach 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Well, this stream thing is all new, so everything's a record.
Who's the only
going
other
forward,
person?
It's going to be the way it is.
Okay, I guess I just shouldn't do these then.
No. I just mean that, you know, streaming is this new thing.
It is.
So
it's
not like the Beatles are ever going to.
No, they'll never make. Although, you know, I was thinking that long term, some of these older bands might do it because they'll continue to get streams, like where some, I don't know, Post Malone, maybe no one's even talking about him in a few years, you know what I mean? But the Beatles, 50 years from now, maybe they've racked up so many more streams. They're not going to do it at the pace that today's artists do it at. So he is, just in a couple years, he's established himself as one of the most successful musicians in the world and a reliable, certified hit maker. So he just collected another billion streamer on Spotify. It's Psycho. Do you know this one? Is this?
Psycho.
Yeah,
yeah,
play
I do
Psycho.
Know Psycho. Let me see if I can.
It also features Ty Dolla $ign, so I guess he gets credit too. Because these days, you don't do songs by yourself. I remember this one.
Uh-huh. It was on the charts.
Yep. So it's just past 1 billion plays. Become right now, only 75 songs have done this. Actually, less than 75. So he now has seen 5 of his singles reach and then pass the billion stream mark on Spotify. And that is an accomplishment only one other artist can claim. Who is it?
Drake.
You know, thank God. I'm sure he'll be there soon
oh,
enough.
Oh, it's not Drake?
It's not Drake.
Oh. I don't know.
Someone
who is it?
Like, is it a recent artist?
Oh, yes. He's on everything. We're playing a couple of his songs right now.
Ed Sheeran.
No.
Oh. Justin?
It's Justin. Justin Bieber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the reason that he's reached that those heights is because of your daughter. She threw him over the top.
She loves him.
Post Malone's most streamed song is Rockstar from 2017. That features 21 Savage because no songs are done alone. Shape of You is the most streamed thing ever on Spotify, though. So Ed Sheeran's a solid guess. I guess he just doesn't have... Yeah, anyway, congratulations, Post Malone. Good for you.
The thing about kids is if they like anything, they're the demographic to consume.
Right.
Because they want to see a movie or listen to a song over and over and over again. Right. It never gets old for them.
You well, know, that's the way it used to be for us, right? You
know, yeah,
you'd
true.
Be into something and just watch it over and over. It's, right. Yeah, I mean, but I do think that it'll take a while, but as the streaming thing becomes the way and is the way, some of the people who've been around forever will just continually stack up streams and not rise white hot the way some of these guys do. Lil Wayne has passed Elvis for the second most top 40 Hot 100 hits of all time. Now remember again that a lot of these are guest spots.
Right.
You know, nobody makes songs alone anymore. However, he has a record out called Funeral, and he debuted 4 songs from Funeral on the charts this week. And he's celebrating his 5th number one album on the Billboard 200.
Mm. Elvis completely missed me.
Well, he was a little bit before your time. You know why I love Elvis so much? It's my dad loved Elvis.
I know. Well, that's what
we
I mean.
We listened to all the Elvis songs.
If you
songs.
Didn't hear that in the house because of your parents, which I didn't, you don't even really know the guy.
Mm. I feel like I know him from movies.
What did your parents listen to? Oh, yeah, all the movies.
My parents
sure.
were not. First of all, they were in on the Beatles. So my mom loved the Beatles, mm-hmm. just like all people of her age of that era. But they'd listen to lame stuff. My dad's record collection consisted of Mac Davis.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. My parents had Mac Davis, too, though.
Jethro Tull, which was not
totally
bad.
Totally cool.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yeah, we had the Blood, Sweat, and Tears. That's so funny.
I'm trying to think who else was in
they
there.
They have Bread?
Croce was in there.
Oh.
Yeah. Doobie Brothers were in there.
My dad was like, I mean, we had boxes and boxes and boxes of singles from the 50s. He was so into it. And but then we had all the 8-tracks. Like, were those, what were those, 60s into the 70s, the 8-tracks? Like, I remember we had like a VW Bug that had an 8-track player. You'd push the 8-track in there. He was into it. My dad's always loved music.
I think that's it. My parents didn't really love music the way some people do. The way I do. They just weren't into it as much.
It looks like they were phased out.
8-tracks were?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was, you know, I mean, for me, I did have some 8-tracks, but I hooked on me. That's Mac Davis, baby. But it was cassettes for me. Like, cassettes were the big thing. When I was littler, I had albums, you know, albums were still around, but you weren't playing albums in your car.
I bet you my dad had Three Dog Night.
Oh, yeah. Three Dog Night.
It was another one of those bands that...
Yep.
He just
Everybody
wasn't into
loved him.
Like he certainly wasn't a music snob,
right?
So it was all about whatever hit.
Was he listening to like? Would
no.
he get home and put music on?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Yeah, my mom would always be playing. Like she loved Paul Simon, that One Trick Pony album. Man, she played the out of that thing. And Olivia Newton-John. There was some Olivia Newton-John. The river's too wide now for crossing. I know every song on that. I probably sing any, because my mom played it constantly. And you know how albums are. You just play through the whole thing. Too dim for talking. Bridges for walking. Gonna look into the other side.
I have never heard this.
Dude, I don't think it's a hit. It's just some song off of that thing. This is, oh, I know what it was. I think the record is Have You Never Been Mellow. Are you doing cowbell? I'm like, I don't remember there being so much cowbell in
this. How weird is it that her husband faked his death off the side of a boat?
Oh, maybe he was sick of listening to her talk.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, sing. That's what I mean. Yeah, it is weird. Were they married at the time, or was he?
I don't know. I don't remember the. I don't even remember the whole story. I just know it's somehow related to Olivia Newton-John. Was the dude faked himself dead? Didn't he?
He, I believe so, or at least like
he turned up in a
disappearance. Like they were looking for him for a while. Like she was even coming out, going, "Hey, has anyone seen this guy?"
That's weird.
Cooking on happy ending. Because the river's too wide. All right, enough of this. Thank you. So Lil Wayne passes Elvis for the second most top 40 hits of all time. Let's see.
Congratulations.
Yes. Katy Perry's Roar has hit 3 billion views on YouTube. That's a landmark. 6.5 years ago, they say she moved on from not just the most successful era in her career, but one of the biggest singles that she'd ever released with the single Roar, and that has gone on to now pass the 3 billion views
on
a YouTuber. This is... We don't know this person. I don't think you know her. She's a piano virtuoso by the name of Angela Hewitt. You know her? What?
Yeah, I do know her.
Do you?
No, of course not.
Well, I never heard of her either, but listen, this is a tragedy.
Oh, jeez.
This is horrible.
Why didn't you tell me that first?
Well, she didn't die.
I'm laughing now. Great.
But
what did
she
do?
She has this 194,000. This is a piano she's playing right now. This is a $194,000 piano. It's her piano. This is her piano. Like where she goes, the piano goes, which is a huge pain in the ass. Like pianos are hard to move. When you move them, you have to tune them. Like there's a lot that goes into piano. Generally speaking, they're a stationary object. You put it in the house, exactly where it's going to go, lock it down.
You're telling me this lady tours with this thing?
She is apparently, she goes and records with various symphonies, and she does do performances as well, but she takes her piano. It's, you know, it's a giant grand piano, as you might imagine.
Right.
She's not playing some dumb upright. Just kidding. Those are great, too. So she hires a piano moving company.
Uh-oh. I bet you that's an important picture behind her, too. Wait, is that The Last Supper? What is that?
I don't know.
Behind
it does
her.
Look like The Last Supper. Oh, no.
No,
I don't know.
It's not. Huh.
So, look, she's playing someplace posh, all
right? Right.
It's probably a wall mural. Who even
she's
knows?
She's wearing a gown. There's some kind of incredible painting behind her. This is upper crust all the way.
Angela Hewitt spent the last month recording Beethoven's Piano Variations in a studio in Berlin last month. So she spent the whole month of January, apparently. I don't know if she's dry January, but she brings the piano to Berlin, and she says, I feel ready now to share a very... She's a Canadian chick. I feel ready now to share a very sad piece of news, eh? It happened 10 days ago. And it's been such a shock to me, I didn't immediately want to share it with the world. The piano movers... excuse me. The piano movers... Don't let my gurgling make you lose track of this story. This is a terrible tragedy.
I'm right here with you. Yeah. Sorry, but I heard some gurgling.
Don't. It didn't happen. You're hearing things. The piano movers came into the control room where I was finishing up with my producer... to say that they dropped my precious Fazioli concert grand piano.
They dropped it?
Yeah. The iron frame is broken, as well as much else in the structure and action, not to mention the lid and other parts of the case. It makes no sense, financially or artistically, to rebuild this piano from scratch. It's kaput. She said kaput. The movers, of course, were mortified. In 35 years of doing their job, this had never happened before. At least no one was hurt. Eh? She says... I adored this piano. It was my best friend, best companion. I loved how it felt when I was recording, giving me the possibility to do anything I wanted. She also said, it's the only F278 Fazioli in the world to have four pedals. What do you even need a fourth pedal for? What's that? It's a handmade 1,300-pound instrument. It looks like Paolo Fazioli. The head of the Fazioli piano-making family said, It's unsalvageable. I assume that he's Italian.
Italian guy, okay. And he makes that.
She has used it for almost, it's unsalvageable.
This is the Manoj thing.
A Manoj.
And I don't know, you know what? Let's not say that anymore. Oh, my mom used to say that, and there's a couple other words.
Your mom didn't swear, stop it.
I don't know.
Well, if she did, she swore in another language.
There's a couple words that I can remember her saying in anger. Anyway, go on. Fazioli says.
She said she'd used it for almost all her recordings since 03. This is her piano. She loves it.
You know, guitarists have the same thing.
Yeah, but they can pick it up and carry it, you know?
I know, but what I'm saying is many of these musicians are like, this is the best instrument. It's worth too much. And then other people say, this instrument was made to make music. If it's not playing, then what's the point?
It's crying. That's why the guitar is gently weeping, because no one's playing it.
There's two ways of looking at that, and I do see why someone who's out on tour would say, I'm not bringing $1 million guitar among all these others. No. The people drunk listening to our music can't tell the difference.
No.
I have the fourth pedal.
Oh, what's the fourth pedal for?
Controversy.
It brings the hammers closer to the strings, thus reducing the sound volume without changing the tone.
Oh.
Functions just like the saw pedal on an upright piano. So there's still three pedals there. And then there's one to the left of it.
I only ever use the sustain pedal. Oh. I never muffle it.
It when I practice, and I soften it when I'm playing, like, in the living room with the crowd of my family. Oh. So it's not, like, overbearing.
Oh, you sit and play for your family?
I do,
fun.
Yeah. Christmas or whatever, I'll just try to
do all. Oh, do all the carols and stuff?
Whatever.
Are there Vietnamese Christmas carols?
Oh, there's Vietnamese songs. My dad's always
Does he like to sing? Oh.
So I try to
learn them all up.
Learn stuff, but I always forget them.
Listen, able to play an instrument is a freaking gift. It takes a lot of work, but that's how nice that you can whip out an instrument and play.
I, like most people, only ever don't know what the hell you're talking about. The pedals, no idea. Oh. Zero idea.
Well, you must have gotten your daughter a sustain pedal for the little piano you got her. How's that going, by the way?
Total break. We're on a total break from it.
Oh, because of her illness.
There was no possible way to keep that going in the middle of all the chaos that was happening around us.
Does she still play? Well, I guess you guys are out of the house, too.
Because it's just that our lives are chaos.
You're upside down getting shaken. You're in a snow globe.
Total chaos. They just called me. They're on their drive now. They're trying to. It's like chaos. Mm. So, whatever.
Sit here in the eye of the storm.
I'm good.
And be calm.
I'm fine.
What's coming up?
Oh, threesomes.
Oh, of course.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.